Today's daf is based on daf Yud Beis. We left off on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at about 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of the page. So we're going to discuss treason first, the Mishnah and Machlokas, whether one is allowed to be misalik the treason on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai said that one is not permitted to do so. Beis Hillel said not only are you allowed to remove window shutters, treason on Yom Tov, we're even allowed to be machzir them. So first we're going to discuss that. Then we're going to go on to the Mishnah on the top Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where there's Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to be motzi on Yom Tov things that are not letzorech achila, and that's going to lead us into the general concept of mitoch, and that's the primary topic of Amud Aleph, at least of today's daf, whether we say mitoch shehutra letzorech when a malacha is mutra on Yom Tov for the sake of ochel nefesh, are we also matir that same malacha shelo letzorech ochel nefesh, and we're going to prove that the machlokas in our Mishnah between Bishan and Bishil is about mitoch and not about whether yesh erev otzah Yom Tov, whether there is an isra of otzah in general on Yom Tov, and then we're going to apply the machlokas about mitoch to a unique case of a person who does multiple averos in a single act, where a person is mevashel gira nasha b'chol of Yom Tov, and we're going to have a machlokas about that, and we're going to see how mitoch may apply in that case. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas between Meshach and Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to be molich matnos kuhuna to a kohen on Yom Tov, whether one is allowed to bring the matnos kuhuna to a kohen on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Mishnah fits the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim that are mentioned in a brisa. And then at the very end, the Gemara is going to paskin that machlokas in the brisa that even truma can be brought to the kohen on Yom Tov. So let us begin. We left off about 7 lines before the end of the page at Alpha and Beis Masnisin. That our Mishnah, we had a machlokas in our Mishnah, whether one is allowed to remove treason, whether one is allowed to remove window shutters on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai said no. Beis Hillel says not only is one allowed to remove them, one is even allowed to be machzir, one is even allowed to put them back. So says Gemara Masnisin to Loki Aitana, our Mishnah is against the following Tana. The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Amrav Shem Ben Elazar, Modim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Shem Masalkan as a treason be Yom Tov. So very clearly this Braisa is against our Mishnah. The Braisa says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are Moda. They both agree that one is allowed to remove the shutters from the windows on Yom Tov. Lo nechleku ela lahachzir. The whole machlokas is only whether you're allowed to put them back. She Beis Shammai or Mamein Machzirin, Beis Hillel Maf Machzirin. Beis Shammai says one may not put them back, and Beis Hillel holds that it is mutter to put them back. But the Braisa concludes, but medvar mamurim b'sheish lansir. Avein lansir, the rekhal mutter, even putting them back is only problematic if there is a tsir. A tsir is what we would call a hinge, but it's not our type of hinges. It's like a pivot in the door, that they would have a little piece sticking out at the top and at the bottom that would go into a hole in the door frame on the top and on the bottom, and that way the door would pivot on those pieces that stuck out. So a pivot of the door. So if it doesn't have its seer, so then everyone would say it's mutter, even lahachzir, even to put back the shutters on Yom Tov. I frak the Gemara v'atanya ba medvar mamurim b'shein lansir av liyesh lansir divrei kol aser. We had a brisa that said just the opposite, that the only case where there's a machlokas is when there's no tzir, but if there is a tzir, everyone would hold that it's aser. So we know certainly if it has a tzir, that's more of an iser than if it doesn't have a tzir, because that makes it more of a binyan. When something sticks into something else, when you have a peg that sticks into a hole, that fits into a hole, that's going to be more of a binyan kavua than when you just put something in place. So clearly having a tzir is worse than not having a tzir, but how much worse? The brisa that we just quoted said that when there's no tzir, everyone's going to agree it's mutter. When there is a tzir, Beis Hillel will still say it's mutter. But now we have a second brisa that says that when there's no tzir, that's where Beis Hillel will say it's mutter. When there is a tzir, everyone's going to say it's aser, even Beis Hillel will say it's aser. So which is it? So the Gemara answers there are different types of tzir. Amar Abayi b'shiyeh if there's a tzir min atzad, there's a tzir on the side of the shutter, then everyone would agree that it's aser. Ein lan tzir kol ikur, divrei kol mutter. If there's no tzir at all, everyone would agree that it's mutter. Ki pligi b'sheish lan tzir be'emtza. The brises are agreeing with each other but there is a certain case of tzir where everyone would hold that it's aser, and there's a certain case of tzir where there's a machlokas. So the machlokas is when the tzir is be'emtza, when it's in the middle. Mar sover gazrina tzir be'emtza atu tzir menatzad, that Beis Shammai holds that where gozer tzir be'emtza atu tzir menatzad, and therefore it's still going to be aser. Umar sover lo gazrina, and Beis Hillel holds even though a tzir menatzad is aser, a tzir be'emtza is not going to be aser, we're not going to make any such gazera. And as Rashi explains, v'hanach masnisa lo iflug, it therefore turns out that the two brises do not argue with each other. Ela marash mi'in and chada, umarash mi'in chada v'lo pligi, they're talking about different types of tzir. Masnisa kamaisa, the first brisa, the hachikamar, be'medvar mamur b'sheish and tzir be'emtza. When do we have a machlokas? That's when there's a tzir be'emtza. Avein lem tzir kol ikr divrei kol mutter. First brisa, when it says that if there's no tzir, everyone agrees it's mutter, means if there's no tzir at all, everyone agrees that it's mutter. V'tana basra, but the second brisa, hachikamar, meant to say as follows, be'medvar mamur d'nechluku b'sheish lem tzir minatzad, aval b'sheish lem tzir minatzad divrei kol Usr, that when do they argue? That's when there's no tzir minatzad, only be'emtza. But if there is a tzir minatzad, then everyone's going to agree that it's usr. So once you have these three rules, it could be that both brisos are in agreement with each other, and they're just talking about different types of tzir. So the Rishonim point out over here, the Rashba and the Ran and others, that according to Beis Shammai, the reason that there's an Isser when Yesh Len Tzir Menatzad is a Daraisa, because according to Beis Shammai, Yesh Binyan Ustira Bekelim. So this would be an Isser of Bona on a Daraisa level when there's Tzir Menatzad. But according to the Beis Hillel, even though they hold Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim, and even when there's Tzir Menatzad, Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim, the whole reason for the Isser over here would be an Isser Midrabanan. So even though we say, Abaye says when there's Tzir Menatzad, Divrei Hakol Aser, so you get the impression that they hold the same thing, Divrei Hakol Aser. No, it doesn't really mean Divrei Hakol Aser for the same reason. They both hold practically that it's Aser. Beis Shammai holds it's an Isser D'Oraisa, and Beis Hillel holds that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. And that's why, when it comes to Tzir Be'emtza, Beis Shammai is going to be Gozer Atu Tzir Menatzad, because Tzir Menatzad is D'Oraisa. So we're going to make a Gzeira to protect you from a D'Oraisa. But Beis Hillel's not going to be gozer atu etzir min atzad, because even etzir min atzad itself is only a drabanan. So we're not going to make a gzeira atu a din that itself is only midrabanan. Now the reason the chachamim were gozer, Rashi writes that the reason the chachamim were gozer to be machzir the tris that has etzir min atzad according to Beis Hillel is because it's doma lebinyan ustira, it's doma to being bona v'soser bebinyan. But several other Rishonim explain that the isra of removing the trisin or of returning the treason that have its here minatzad is because of a chashash shema yavol etka bechozek, and you'll be in violation of the malacha d'oraisa. So and what malacha d'oraisa might you violate? So machlokas whether it's machab patish or bona. Why are we talking about this in Yom Tov Dafka? That's a good question. This would seem to be equally... Because the reason it's Yom Tov is Machzirin Es HaTrisin, Beis Hillel's Heter to be Machzir is only because of his Sof Mishum Tchilaso, that we want people on Yom Tov to make the food available, the food, and the way they would lay out the food was on the treason. So it's Beis Hillel's Heter to be machzir the treason. Now we're discussing in a brisa, but remember this brisa, all of this is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah assumed that Beis Hillel was mat. The Mishnah assumed that machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was whether you're allowed to be mesalik the treason even, and Beis Hillel was matter being mesalik and also being machzir, and it is of mishum tchilasan is only a yantif issue of itirus of mishum tchilasan. Yeah, certainly in the Mishnah over here, the way the Brisa represents it, probably not, because it's totally a binyan issue. Yeah, that's Okay, so good ha'ara. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah now. New Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Beishami Yomim Ein Motziin Lo Sakatan V'Lo Salulav V'Lo Sefer Torah L'Rashus Rabim Beisil Matirin. Beishami says one is not allowed to carry out on Yantif a child or a lulav or a Sefer Torah to Rashus Rabim, and Beisil says that there's no problem with it. So what is this machlokas about, whether you're allowed to carry these items to a Rashus Rabim? So Tani Tani Kabed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Hashem Olas Nedava B'Yom Tov Loka, that if a person shechts an Olas Nedava, voluntary carbon ola. Now the uniqueness of a carbon ola is that the Bailim and the Kohanim get nothing. They don't get to eat from it. The Kohanim don't get nothing. They get the skin, they get the hide of the ola, but you don't get to eat from it. So none of this shechita is not a shechita that's going to aid in eating whatsoever. So it says you get Malkus for such a shechita, and it's not an Olas Chova, so it's not something that the Torah tells us is Dochi Yantav. It's an Olas Nedava. You're volunteering it, so you could have brought it after Yantif. So if one shech such a carbonola, they get Malkus. Amr Lei, da Amr Lach Mani. Who's the one that holds that way? Beishamayhi. That must be assuming like Beishamay. Why? So we're going to explain. Because the machlokas Beishamay Beisil in our Mishnah is a conceptual machlokas that applies to a lot of Hilchas Yom Tov. Da Amrinan, lo Amrinan mitoch shrut ratzal l'tzorech, hutrami shalol l'tzorech. Beishamay is the opinion that holds that we do not say the concept of mitoch. That just because certain malachos are mutter for the sake of ochel nefesh does not mean that those same malachos are mutter even when there's no ochel nefesh need. Di'i Beis Hillel, because if we were assuming like Beis Hillel, ha'amri mitoch shu'otra al-tzal v'tzaruch utrami, Beis Hillel holds in our Mishnah that just like you're allowed to carry things outside for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, you're also allowed to carry things outside not for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. And that's why Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, you can carry the Katan and the Lulav and the Sefer Torah. You don't eat any of those things, and yet you're still allowed to carry them, because once you're allowed to carry for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to carry even not for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. So if that's the sheet of the Beis Hillel, well then Hachanami, when it comes to Shechting and Olas Nedava as well, once shchita is mutter l'tzaruch ochel nefesh, shchita should also be mutter shelo l'tzaruch ochel nefesh. So by attributing the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that a person gets malchus for shechting melos and davin yantiv dafka to the Beis Shammai, the Gemara lets us know what the machlokas between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in our Mishnah, that it's a machlokas about the broad concept of mitoch. Now if you look at Tosos raises the question, how can we assume that it's dafka going like the Beis Shammai? Tosos in the middle of the first Tosos on the page, Rim Tomar va'afilu Beis Hillel mod deloka desfilu l'kaman denedar menudav same craven biyamtov amay mokum la'alib de Beis Shammai. We're going to have a Gemara later on that even Beis Hillel agrees that you're not allowed to bring the dar menudav sanyantiv. So shouldn't Beis Hillel also say that you get malchus? So says Tosos, no, there's a difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Still v'yeshlam de mehecha islay denedar menudav same craven biyamtov milachem v'lo l'gavawa. Where does Beis Hillel derive that we don't bring the Dharma Nadavas and Yantif? It's from the fact that the Torah says that Melachos Ochel Nefesh you're allowed to do Lachem, Ach Asher Yasa Lachem, Hulvado Yasa Lachem. That which you could do L'chol Nefesh, you could do Lachem. So, and we darshan Lachem, V'lo L'gvoi, you could do for you, and not for the Ribon Shalom, not for a Karban. V'im Kein, Hai Lav Haba Michlal Asei. It's not a violation of a Los Asei, Dein Lokanov. It's only a Lav Haba Michlal Asei. It's a love that's derived. It's a what not to do that's derived from the way the Torah describes what to do. So therefore, would not be subject to Malkus. So the fact that we say that you get Malkus must be assumed like the Beis Shammai and not like the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel would hold you don't get Malkus. Now the Ksav Sofer has a suffix about this din of Mitoch. This concept of Mitoch Shehutra L'Tzorach Ochel Nefesh Shutrami Shalol L'Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. Ksav Sofer in a Tshuva in Simon Samach Vav raises a suffix about this din of Mitoch. Do we say that we're only matir hana'ah that's shavah l'kol nefesh? Because the halacha is that we only apply mitoch to things that are shavah l'kol nefesh, to things that everyone universally enjoys. So what does it mean, everyone universally enjoys? Does it mean that the benefit that we're doing, when we say that everyone universally enjoys, it doesn't mean that the pu'ula itself, the act that we're doing itself, is shavah l'kol nefesh? Everyone would do this act? This is something, an action, that people do all the time? Or is it that the tachlis hapu'ula is shavu l'kol nefesh. That the purpose of this act, even if the act itself is not shavu l'kol nefesh, what we are trying to accomplish with this act is shavu l'kol nefesh. The benefit that one gets from doing this act is shavu l'kol nefesh. Nafkamina says the ksav sefer, you're allowed to do malacha for the sake of refuah, for a chola. In this case, the pu'ula is not shavu l'kol nefesh. Most people aren't cholim, and healthy people don't need this refuah. So the pu'ula is not shavu l'kol nefesh, but the tachlis of feeling good, that's certainly shavu l'kol nefesh. Of feeling healthy and strong and good, that's certainly shavu l'kol nefesh. So Ksav Sofer says, we see from our Mishnah that it's all dependent on the tachlis and not on the pu'ula. Because the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be motzi lulav l'rishus harabim. But wait a second, nashim and avadim are not mitzvah the mitzvah of lulav. So shouldn't that be enough of the population to say, this is not called shavu l'kol nefesh? If the majority of the population, all women, which is 50% of the population, plus avadim, which tips it to whatever, 51-52% of the population now in total, are not chayiv in the mitzvah of lulav, so it's not a anah that they enjoy. So therefore, the din must be nikva l'fi atachlis, and not l'fi hapu'ula, because the tachlis is something that women do appreciate, because women do get, they may not be chayv in the mitzvah of lulav, but the enjoyment of mitzvahs in general, the hana of doing a mitzvah, is something that they do benefit from, so the tachlis is shavu l'kol nefesh. Now one could argue, a woman can take a lulav, and it is an eina mitzvah v'yosa, so that might be called a tzorach mitzvah ktsas, at least, that it's a little bit of a tzorach mitzvah, even though it's not as much of a tzorach mitzvah as a man would have, so maybe even the pu'ula in the case of lulav would be considered shavu l'kol nefesh. Okay, that's a possibility. Now the heter to do melechas ochel nefesh am yontov is derived from the pasuk. Pasuk says beferish most practically based. Ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ya'aseh lechem. That which is ye'achel l'chol nefesh, that what you need to do for ochel nefesh, that you're allowed to do. The Ramban, in his commentary to Vayikra, Perek Chav Gimel, and the Magid Mishnah, in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, point out that really we should not have required a pasuk to tell me that melacha ochel nefesh is mutter. Because the pasuk that tells me that you're not allowed to do melacha in general on Yom Tov says, kol melechas avoda lo sa'asu. And l'chora, this is not melechas avoda. Any melecha that's ochel nefesh wouldn't be, it may be called melecha, but it's not melechas avoda. So it's a melechas hana'a rather than a melechas avoda. So why do I need a pasuk dafka to tell me that ochel nefesh is mutter? It should never have been included in the Yisr in the first place, because it only says melechas avoda is asr. So says the Ramban and the Magid Mishnah that no, the reason we need a pasuk is that there's another pasuk that talks about an Yisr melecha on Yom Tov specifically in the context of Pesach, specifically in the context of Chag HaMatzos. Pasuk Shmos, Perikid Beis, Pasuk Tazayin, kol malacha lo yaseh vehem, that you're not allowed to do any malacha, and that pasuk does not say malachas avoda. So it's dafka because of that pasuk that doesn't qualify with malachas avoda, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that ochel nefesh is mutter. Now the Rambam shita, when it comes to mitoch, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Aleph, halacha dalid, that kol malacha shechayav malah b'shabbos im aso so b'yom tov shalol tzorech achila loke. Any malacha that you can't do on Shabbos, if you do it on Yantiv, not for the sake of eating, you get malchus. Chutz min ha'otzah mirushus l'rushus v'avara, except for otzah and avara. Shemitok shurut ha'otzah b'yom tov l'tzorech achila, hutra shalol l'tzorech achila, because we apply mitok to otzah and avara. L'fichach mutar b'yom tov l'hotzi kata no sefer Torah, o mafteach, u'chiyotzi b'yom tov mirushus l'rushus, v'chein mutar l'havir afal b'yishen l'tzorech achila. So you're allowed to light fires, and you're allowed to burn things, and you're allowed to carry things, even when it's not l'tzorech achila. V'shar malachos, but when it comes to every other malacha, kol sheyesh b'tzorach achila mutter, kagon shechita v'afiyah elisha chayotzi ben, those that are for the sake of achila you're allowed to do, v'kol sheyin b'tzorach achila asur, kagon ksiva v'arigo binyin chayotzi ben, and things that have nothing to do with achila you're not allowed to do. So the Magen Mishnah points out that according to the Rambam, there are three categories of malacha. There's malacha that's not tzorach achila at all, like writing and weaving and building. Those are asur min ha-Torah and yantif, even if you do them l'tzorach achila, you would get malchus. they're not included in the general heter of ochel nefesh at all. Then there are malachos that are tzorech achila, that are clearly food-related malachos. Shchita, afia, so even if you do them shalol yochlan, you don't get malchus, and there's no chiddush that we're matir mishum mitoch. Then there's malacha of hotzah or havara, third category, that even though they're not letzorech achila, you don't get malchus, and even if you do shalol letzorech achila, because of mitoch. So those are the three categories. The way the Magen Mishnah understands the shitas Harambam in terms of the din of mitoch. So says Gemara, okay, so that's the machlokes b'sham b'sil in our Mishnah. It's all about mitoch. Do we apply mitoch or do we not apply mitoch? So frakta the Gemara maskif la Rabba mimayt b'sham b'sil b'habligi. How do you know b'sham b'sil argue about mitoch? Maybe the machlokes in our Mishnah, whether you're allowed to carry these items, is about something else entirely. Dilma be'eruv otzal the Shabbos ve'neiruv otzal the Yom Tov k'miflugi. Maybe they argue whether there is an isra of otzal at all on Yom Tov. Maybe the reason Beishamai holds you're not allowed to carry these things is because there's an isra of otzal. Beisil holds you're allowed to carry these things not because we allow certain malachos to be done for the sake of ochel nefesh. No, there's no concept of mitoch for the sake of non-ochel nefesh, rather. There's no concept of mitoch at all. The reason Beisil allows it is because there's no isra of otzal on Yom Tov. The isra of otzal was only said the Gabe Shabbos and not for Yom Tov. Marsa v'erev otzal the Shabbos v'erev otzal the Yom Tov. Beishamai holds erev otzal applies both to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Umarsa v'erev otzal the Shabbos ve'in erev otzal the Yom Tov. And the other opinion Beisil holds that there is no concept of erev otzal the Yom Tov. So Rashi points out that when we say eruv v'hotza, hotza is the general concept of hotza, and eruv is the concept of eruv chatzeros. That we're not going to be that according to Beis Hillel, there's no need for an eruv chatzeros. So frek tosos v'kasha might tzorech eruv chatzeros gabi yom tov v'blachach imutal taltan lechatzal lechatzal letzorech. Why would you even need the concept of eruv chatzeros for yom tov if it's you're carrying from chatzal lechatzal? That's always letzorech. So he says l'chein nira la rav rabbeinu chaim kavei. It's not Eruv Vihotza'a. It's Eruv Hotza'a. Vachi Perusha. What it means to say is, we're not talking about two separate inyanim, the inyan of Eruv and the inyan of Hotza'a. What it means to say is, Im Isra Hotza'a, Mu'urav Bo, Bein Shar Malachos. Do we mix in, that's what Lashon of Eruv is, do we mix in the Isra of Hotza'a with all the other Malachos on Yantiv? Avagav Shi Malacha Gerua, even though it's a lesser Malacha. Vim Shaykh. So the whole machlokas is just, is there a din of hotzah? So it's whether there's hotzah in Yantav or no hotzah in Yantav, nothing to do with Eruv. So he says, immediately, Yesh Liashiv, Tigarsin, Shaper, Eruv, Vilzah, Tzarek, Eruv, Shuchalotzi, Dvarm, Shedon, Tzarek, Yantav, Klal. He says, but it's not really such a kasha on Rashi that why would you ever need an Eruv on Yantav? Because you're still not allowed to carry things that have no tzarek. So for that, you would need an Eruv to carry things that have no tzarek. We discussed the other day that if a person has a dirty tissue in his pocket, so there's no tzarek of Yantav at all, or a candy wrapper that doesn't have a candy in it anymore in your pocket, there's no tzarech of yantiv at all. So then there should still be an isra of hotzah. So to carry such a thing on yantiv, you would still need an eruv there, because you need it to at least be a little bit of a tzarech in order to be allowed to carry. Where do we get this idea that Shabbos and yantiv are different? Kedichsev, like the pasuk says, v'lotzosiu masumi batechem biyom haShabbos, and we darshan b'Shabbos in biyom tov lo, that it's dafka in isra and Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So the good. So that's the concept of Erev Otzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara is asking, so why don't we assume that's the Machlokes Beisham Beisila and it's not about Mitoch? So the Gemara answers, Maskevlar of Yosef Elamayata Liflugu Ba'avanim. Now, if that were the case, if the whole issue were a case of Hotza'ah, whether the Hotza'ah applies at all, then instead of arguing about carrying a lulav and a child and a Sefer Torah, they should have argued about carrying rocks. Because if there's no Isra Hotza'ah, Rashi points out, I ain Isra Hotza'ah, ain Isra Tiltal, Shalonesra Tiltal Elam Isham Hotza'ah. If there will be no Isra of Hotza'ah, then there will be no Isra of Muksa either. Because Muksa is a function of Hotza'ah, Rashi is Mechadesh. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that if the whole Machlokes Beisham Beisilel was whether Hotza'ah applies at all in Yantiv, then they could argue about whether you can carry rocks. Rashi would say you're even allowed, I mean, Beisilel would say you're even allowed to carry rocks, because there would be no Isra of Muktzah. Umashlo Gazral Kultil Tulum Afilo Alochim Mekele Mishum Dein Gazim Gzeril Tzibra Lomkin Rav Tzibri Cholin Lamadba. Fascinating Rashi. Rashi says the whole reason we have an Isra called Muktzah is because once you're handling things, once you're touching things and moving things, we're afraid you're going to carry them out of your house. So why am I allowed to pick up this book? Why am I allowed to pick up food? Why am I allowed to pick up anything? Anything I pick up in my hands, we should be concerned. I might carry out of my house, I might carry into Rosh Hashanah. He says, yeah, in goes Gzeret al Tzibra al Kein Rav Tzibri Chol Lamaba. We can't make such a Gzeret. So those things that are Klisha Melachta Laheter, we allow you to carry. Those things that you can use for Mutter purpose, we allow you to not to carry, we allow you to be Metaltel on Yantif, and we're not going to make the Gzeret, they might come to carry it out. But otherwise, the Yisra of Muktzah is completely connected to the Yisra of Hotza'ah. So says Gemara, El Midalom Mifliki Ba'avanim, Shema Mina Ba'Hotza'ah Shalol Letzorach Pligi. From the fact that the Machlokas is not about Avanim, so you see that that the argument is about Hotza'ah, and it's not about whether, it's about Mitoch, it's about Hotza'ah Shalol Letzorach, it's about whether we apply Mitoch, and it's not about whether there's a concept of Hotza'ah at all. Now Rashi's comment that the whole Yisra of Muktzah is all based on the Isser of carrying is not necessarily so pashut. The Rambam in the 24th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis, writes, Asru Chacham Letaltal Mitzvah Svarim B'Shabbos Kederach Shu Osu B'Chol Umrei Ma Nagu B'Yisru Zeh. Why do the Chacham Imasr Muktzah? Why do they ask her to be Metaltal certain things? So Amru Umayim Yisru Nevi Mitzvah Shaloye Hi Luchach B'Shabbos Ki Luchach B'Chol V'lo Sichas HaShabbos Ki Sichas HaChol Shnemar V'Dabar Davar. If the Navi says that you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos the way you walk on a weekday, that you're not supposed to talk on Shabbos the way you talk on a weekday, you don't talk business matters on Shabbos, so Kavach Chomer Shaloye Tiltal B'Shabbos Ki Tiltal B'Chol Kavachomer, you shouldn't touch things on Shabbos and move things on Shabbos the way you would move things on a weekday. Shkadei shelo yeh kiyom chol be'enav. V'yavo lagbiel l'sakin kelim mipina l'pina. Omi bayis l'bayis. You can end up moving furniture and moving items from one place to another and doing deliveries for your business. Olatzni avanim chayotziben. Shariyo batal v'yoshim be'esu v'vakish dover shirisasim bo. After all, can't go to work, so you're going to be looking for what to do. So you're going to do things that are very not in the spirit of Shabbos. And it will therefore turn out that you didn't do Shavisa. And it therefore violates the Man Yanuach. This is the Rambam's, the concept that the Ramban terms as Shavisa Hani Keres. It's not enough to not do Malacha on Shabbos. You have to not do Malacha in a way on Shabbos that's evident that it's Shabbos. So that's what Muktzah is all about. That the Yisra Muktzah is to make it evident that it's Shabbos. To make, the Ramban writes that without the Yisra Muktzah, without the Yisurim D'Rabbanan in general, one could imagine a Shabbos that looks very much like a weekday. One could avoid violating Melachos D'Oraisa, and if you do all the Yisurim D'Rabbanan, you could run your business as long as you're co-safe with the Shinui when you have the right thing. You could run, you could do almost anything on Shabbos. So that's what the Yisurim D'Rabbanan are to maintain that spirit of Shabbos. But then the Rambam gives another reason in Halacha Yud Gimel. He says, V'od k'she yivak v'yataltal kelim shemalachtan le'isser efshar she'yisatik ben. You're not allowed to be metaltel because if you're going to pick up a hammer, then you might use that hammer. You might actually start building. So you're going to come to do melacha. Va'od, and a third reason, this is the real Shvisa Nikarish reason. Mimresha miktas ha'am einam balayumnius, elabetelim kol yamein, kigonatayolin, vyoshe kronos, shekol yamein ain't shosin mi malacha, vimia mutala halich ludabr lotaltal kashari yamim, nimtsushlo shavas, here it is, Shvisa Hanikaras. The third reason he says is that there are a lot of people that don't work during the week. And people who don't work during the week don't do malacha ever. Shabbos is not going to look like Shabbos unless we have something else besides for the Yisra Malacha. So that's why we need an Yisra Muktzah to create a sense of Shvisa Hani Keres. So it's not all about Tiltal, according to the Rambam. Rashi has this great Chiddush that it's all about Tiltal. So the Ficha Shvisa Midvar Melu, he Shvisa Ashav Bekaladam. Umrei Dvar Melu Nagu B'Yisra Tiltal. And that's why it's for these three reasons that we have the Yisra of Tiltal on Shabbos, that we have the Yisra of Muktzah on Shabbos. Okay, so Rashi gives us a fourth reason over here that he thinks it's all related to the Yisra of Hotza'ah. Another critical point over here Tosfos raises Vim Tomer about 5-6 lines into Tosfos on the bottom. Given the Beisil Lislu Mitoch, Amay Ein Matirun Afilu Tiltal Avanim Mekol Dover Afilu Ein Atzorach Yom Tov. That once we have a concept of Mitoch, why doesn't Beisil Taka allow you to be Metaltal Avanim? What's wrong if Mitoch, I should be allowed to be Metaltal anything on Yontif? So Vieshlomer Devada Ein Achinami Dimidaraisa Hol Vhutra Hutra Legamri. That says Tosfos, the way Rashi understands, at least he's quoting within Rashi, he's saying this Rashi's Shita, that certainly on a Daraisa level in a chinami, you're allowed to be metalta whatever you want on Yantif. El Rabban Gazal Davashen Tzorch Yantif to keep in Dikra Tzor Nesra Yesh Lesser Davashen Tzorch Yantif Klal. But it's a Gzeira Midir Rabban for things that are not Tzorch Yantif. So Tosus points out that the way Rashi understands the Shita's Beis Hillel is that Mitoch applies across the board. It doesn't have to be any sort of Tzorch at all. You're allowed to do those Malachos for anything. But he points out that the Gemara Psachim doesn't sound that way. Because Gemara Psachim Daf Mevav and Beis says that if a person is ofe mi yom tov l'chol, if a person bakes on Yontif for a weekday, he gets malchus. Malchus means midaraisa, and apparently we don't say mitoch. And even according to Rabba over there in the Sugi of Erev Tavshilin in Psachim Daf Mevav, who says that you don't get malchus, that's because of the reason of hoil the Yisrami le'orchim. Guests might show up, and it might be a tzorech of yom tov, but otherwise you would get malchus. So it sounds like mitoch doesn't just allow you to do anything for any reason whatsoever. Even for no reason whatsoever. So says Tosfos, the way I understand it is that mitoch shehutru l'tzorech ochel nefesh hutru nami shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh, provided that there is a tzorech hayom k'tzas or a tzorech mitzvah, that much you need. If it's for no need whatsoever, then we're not going to be matter. It has to be for the sake of a tzorech hayom or a tzorech mitzvah. Sahavara and hotza, there needs to be a tzorech hayom, and the type of tzorech hayom that needs to be, Tosfos points out, has to be a tzorech that's shovel called nefesh. And that's part of the major debate about showering on Yantif nowadays. Nowadays, do we assume that heating up water is certainly a malacha d'oraisa, right? There's no question that's a violation of havara, it's a violation of bishul. But do we say that mitoch shohutra l'tzorach, we're allowed to do havara and bishul to cook, so are we also allowed to do shlo l'tzorach? So it's a beferish mishnah that you're not allowed to do it for bathing, because bathing is not shovel called nefesh. But the question is, does it now become shovel called nefesh bizmanenu that we bathe more than once a month? So how often do you have to do it? How many people have to do it every day in order for it to become sort of Shlomo Zalman's Korban Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, saying that this needs to be analyzed again in our times, whether this is now mutter on a daraisa level. Even if you get around the Yisra daraisa, you then have to contend with a separate Yisra Drabanan called the Gzeres HaBalanim, that even if you have water heated, let's say on Shabbos, from before Shabbos, let's say you shut off the intake valve in your hot water tank before Shabbos, are you allowed to bathe in that hot water on Shabbos? So there's Nisa Drabanan that one is not allowed to do that. So would that Nisa Drabanan apply to Yom Tov, assuming that it is Shavu L'Kol Nefesh? That's the other major issue when it comes to the discussion of showering on Yantif. Okay, further in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Vaf Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar B'mitok Shrutra Atzol L'Tzorach Chutzunami Shlo L'Tzorach Pligi. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the Machlokas here is primarily about Mitoch, or exclusively about Mitoch. The Tani Tanakh made Rabbi Yochanan, because someone taught Rabbi Yochanan the following: Hamvashel Giranasha b'chalav b'yom tov. If a person cooks a Giranasha in milk on Yantiv, person's trying to do as many averes as he can. So he cooks a Giranasha in milk on Yantiv, va'achlo, and then he eats it. So how many malchios does he get? Loke chamesh. We give him 5 malchios. Loke mishum vashel gid for cooking giranasha. V'loke mishum ochel gid. We give him malchios for eating giranasha. V'loke mishum vashel bas b'chalav. Malchus for cooking basa b'chalav, v'lokum yishum ochel basa b'chalav, and malchus for eating basa b'chalav, v'lokum yishum havara, and also malchus for havara, which is a malacha on Yantif. So I'm like, puktani levra, havara bishul eni mishnah. He says, havara and bishul on Yantif is not an issue, because vimtum salam mishnah, and if you can say that these are on the list of the 5 violations, well then I could tell you, whoever taught this list of 5 violations, Beis Shammai, he assumes like the sheet of Beis Shammai, Beishamay in our Mishnah, who does not say mitoch? Because if you do say mitoch, then you could take these items off the list, because these items, havara and bishul, would become mutter. So Beishamay would say we don't apply mitoch to havara, we don't apply mitoch at all. Beis Hillel, because if this were written by Beis Hillel, kiven dam mitoch shurut ha'atzal l'tzarech chutzunam mishlo l'tzarech, hakanam mitoch shurut ha'avara l'tzarech chutzunam mishlo. Kol Tzarch. Just like we apply Mitoch to Hotza'ah in our Mishnah, we would apply Mitoch to the Melacha of Havara in our Mishnah as well. So what do you mean apply Mitoch to the Melacha of Havara? We just got through saying that there has to be Tzarch Hayom Ktsas. Over here, what are we talking about? You're being Mevashal Gira Nasha in Chalav. How could you call that a Tzarch Hayom Ktsas? It's Asr to eat it. So if you're not allowed to eat it, where's the Tzarch Hayom? So that's Tosfos Kash on the top. Vim Tomer, Umat Tzarch Yikab in Mevashal Gid, Kivin Shu Asr. It's Asr to eat that Gid. So what kind of Tzarch? Says Tosfos, yeah, maybe Asr, but the guy's planning on eating it, obviously. So that's called the Tzarch. Yesh Lomer, Kivin Shayu Bedaito Shalzel Liachlo, Hain Tzarch Yom Tov. That it's not a Tzarch Yom Tov that we approve of. The Rabbanan don't approve of this idea, but it is something that the guy is going to use on Yantiv and he's going to physically benefit from on Yantiv, and that's enough for it to be called a tzarech, even though it's absolutely usher. There's no question that what he's doing is usher. Good, so that's the confirmation that the machlokas in our Mishnah about carrying a Sefer Torah and carrying all these items is an issue of mitoch. It's a machlokas about mitoch. There is some discussion in the poskim whether one is allowed to do a hachnasa Sefer Torah on Yantif when there's no Erev in the town. Can you bring a Sefer Torah into the shul? So would you say mitoch shulutra tzal l'tzorah chutrunami shalol l'tzorah? Assuming the shul already has Sefer Torah that they can read from and that they can already use. So in the Tshuvas Priyasad, he was asked about someone who wrote a Sefer Torah and he wanted to do Achnas Sefer Torah on Yantif, and the place where he lives has no Eruv. So do we say that it's Shalol L'Tzorach because they already have what to read from, what to learn from the Shul? So he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph, they are allowed to be Motzi Sefer Torah on Yantif. And the Shulchan Aruch does not use the word that Motzi in Sefer Torah Likrospo. He just says Motzi in Sefer Torah B'Yantif. Doesn't add the word Likros that we need to read from it, but he says, Be'emes, it can't be Mutter unless you need to read from it. Even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that word, it's got to be that you need it in some way. And since Rov Rishonim assume like Tosos that you need a Tzorech Ktsas, so he says, unbelievable, this is not even called a Tzorech Ktsas. Having the extra Sefer Torah in the Shul, having the Simcha, the Achnasa Sefer Torah, not even called a Tzorech Ktsas or a Tzorech Mitzvah, very surprising. No, you would imagine that at least a Tzorech Mitzvah. I guess a little less surprising if you assume like the Ksav Sofer, that a woman taking lulav is not a tzorech mitzvah, right? It's not enough of a tzorech mitzvah because she's not mechuyev bedavar. So yeah, mechuyev bedavar to participate in achnasa sefer Torah. So maybe that would not be considered a tzorech mitzvah. He says maybe if it's shvuas, it's different because the Birkei Yosef quotes in the name of the Olo Sefrayim that a nosin sefer Torah chadash lebeis haknesus ba'atzeres. Kilu hikriv mincha chadasha laHashem bizmana. That in Shavuos bringing the Sefer Torah to Shul has a din like a carbon mincha. So maybe that's called a tzarech. It's like being makriv bikurim or makriv carbon in some level. But he points out that in the Medim Divrei Agada, and this plus this isn't even Divrei Agada. It's not even in Chazal. So it's very hard to say that that's going to make it a tzarech. And also he says that's probably Birkei Yosef only meant that when you actually give the Sefer Torah to a Shul, no one does that anymore. Now people lend their Sifrei Torah. They keep the ownership of the Sifrei Torah. The way the contracts work with the shul is that the family who owns it still owns it, and the shul just borrows it. So then certainly it would not be on the same category of that korban. Okay, says the Mishnah. Veshamir says we're not allowed to bring challah that were mafresh from a doe or the matanos that were mafresh from an animal to a kohen on Yom Tov, whether we took off the truma the previous day or we took it off on Yom Tov itself. Beisil matir and Beisil says you're allowed to. So I'm like Veshamir gzereshava challah matanos matanel kohen and truma matanel kohen. Veshamir says it's a gzereshava. Rashi points out it's not a gzereshava. It's not what Veshamir means because Gzeira Shava is when you connect two psukim to each other. Over here, everything is derabanan. This is all gzeiros midrabanan. But we're saying, like, you know, whatever the rabbinic equivalent of gzeira Shava would be, that's what this should be. Meaning, let's compare chala and the matanos to truma in the following way: kshem shein malichnas a truma, kachin malichnas a matanos. Just like we're not allowed to be molch truma. And even that you agreed with me, Beisil, that you're not allowed to be Malach Truma, we should also not be allowed to be Malach Matanos. Samuel Beisil, Beisil responds, Lo, Mamartim Truma Sheino Zakah Baramasa, Tomer Matanos Shezakah Baramasa, can't be Malach Truma, because you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma. But when it comes to Matanos, you're allowed to be Mafresh the Matanos, so that's why it's different than Truma. So says Gemara, Minatora, again, you're allowed to be Mafresh Truma Samaisos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chumra goes there, not to do it. But Afrashas Chala and Haramos Matnos Kuhuna of the Zroel, Lechayim and Keva, they were Matir on Yom Tov, because Chala is Chayiv only once you make a dough, and we are allowed to knead a dough on Yom Tov. So they can't Aser being Mafresh Chala, otherwise making a dough is useless. You'll never be able to eat the dough. So you're allowed to be Mafresh Chala in order that you'll be able to eat from it. Same thing, you're allowed to Shech the Behema on Yom Tov, and that's when giving the Matnos Kuhuna, the Zroel, Lechayim and Keva, is Chal. So how could you Shech the Behema if you can't give the Matnos Kuhuna? So our Mishnah talks about being molich the challah, molich the matana, not about being mafresh, it's just about being molich it. Or maybe only the afresh is mutter, not the olacha. So that's the just contextualizing our Mishnah. So kasalka daitach, shahurmu mehayom, vishanishtu mehayom, vishur mehemesh, vishanishtu mehemesh. So we're assuming that when Beishame says that you're not allowed to be molich challah and the matanos that are hurmu mehayom, what he means is that not only were they hurmu me'ayom, they were even nishchat me'ayom. That also by the matanos, we're talking about something that was nishchat today. And when it says v'shehurmu me'emesh, when the Mishnah says that it was hurmu from the previous day, it means shenishchatu me'emesh, that it was also shechted on the previous day. So it turns out that Beishame will aser being molech matanos even if the behemoth was shechted the day before Yantif. So the Gemara asks, well, mani masnisin, which shita in explaining the machlokas Beishame Beisilel does our Mishnah go like? We're going to see a brisa that has three different shitas in explaining the machlokas Beisham Beisilel. So it's going to be lo Rabbi Yosef, lo Rabbi Yehuda, ela acherim. That our Mishnah is going to be not like Rabbi Yosef, not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only going to align with the shita of acherim and how to explain our Mishnah. Did Tanya? We have a brisa. So first, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas. Am Rabbi Yehuda nechl Beisham Beisilel ala matanos shehum meir of Yom Tov. Beisham Beisilel agree that any matanos that were already separated from before Yom Tov shemalich nimem matanos. That you're allowed to bring them to the Kohen together with the matanos from today that were hurmu me'ayom that were shechted today. Lo nechlu el lo lichem b'fnei atzman. The whole machlokas is to be molech the chal and the matanos that were hurmu the previous day on their own. Shebeishamay yom remain molech. Beisilam molech. Beishamay says you can't. Beisilam says you can. Vekachoy beishamay done and beishamay went with the following logic to the Beisilam. Chalu matanos matanu the Kohen. Both chal and matanos are matanu the Kohen. And so is Truma. So Kshem Shein Malichnas Truma. Just like you agree that you're not allowed to be Malich Truma to a Kohen and Yantif because it was Hufresh Me Etmal, Kachin Malichnas and Matanos, so too you should not be able to be Malich Matanos and Yom Tov to a Kohen and Yantif. So Amalan Beisilos. Beisilos said, no, Lo Martim Truma, Shein Ozaka Bar Masa. The reason you're not allowed to be Malich Truma on Yom Tov is because you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma on Yom Tov, Truma Samaisos. Tom Matanos, Shazaka Bar Masan. Would you say the same thing by Matanos, where you're allowed to do the harama on Yom Tov? So you see from Rabbi Yehuda that according to the Shita Beishamai, Matanos that were Nishkat Me'ayom and Hurmu Me'ayom, you're allowed to bring to a Kohen. So our Mishnah is clearly against that, because the way we're understanding our Mishnah, it says that according to Beishamai, it's Aser when it was Hurmu Me'ayom, Nishkat Me'ayom. So our Mishnah is clearly against that. Am Rabbi Yossi, second opinion, Lo Nachlu Beisham Beisil al Matanos, Shemalichin, both Beisham Beisil agree that Matanos Kohuna and Chala, you're allowed to bring to a Kohen and Yantif, whether they're Hurmu Me'ayom, whether they're Hurmu Me'etmal, because you're allowed to do the Harama. So, Lo Nechlu Elala Truma, the whole Machlokas is on the Harama in the first place, on the bringing of Truma, where you're definitely not allowed to do the Harama on Yantif. Shebeisham Yom Amein Molich, Shebeisham says you're not allowed to be Molich, because we're afraid that if you're Molich to the Kohen, you might be Mafresh Truma on Yantif also. And Beisil says, no problem, you're allowed to be molech. V'kachoy Beisil done it, and this is how Beisil was done. This is the logic. Chalam matanos matanos l'kohen and truma matanos l'kohen. We should compare the other matanos to truma. Kashem shemalich nes matanos kach malich nes truma. Just like you're allowed to be molech, the other matanos should be allowed to be molech truma. So amalem Beisham says back to Beisil, lo matan matanos shezakeh baramasan. By the matanos and by chala, you're allowed to be mafresh them. You're allowed to be mafresh them on Yom Tov. So that's why you allowed to be malach. Tomer b'tshuma shein zaka b'armasa, which is same thing. Say the same thing by tshuma. You can't be mafresh that on yontif. So there's no chiv tshuma. Only from you're not allowed to be mamareach the kriya on yontif. So therefore you can't be. And that's when the chiv tshuma sets in. So the chiv tshuma never sets in on yontif. So that's why you're never going to be allowed to be malachit. So you see in Rabbi Yossi that Beishamai holds that you're allowed to be malach matanos on yontif. So certainly our Mishnah is not like that, because our Mishnah says that according to Beishamai, you're not allowed to be malach matanos on yontif. So who's the third opinion? Achirim amrul lo nechlu Beishamai b'shul al truma shein malichin. Beishamai b'shul both al truma you're not allowed to bring lo nechlu kuel al matanos. The whole machlok is only about the matanos. She Beishamai romain malichin b'shul al malichin, and that's exactly how our Mishnah has it. So lema achirim hi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Should we say that our Mishnah is going like achirim and not like Rabbi Yehuda? We know for sure it's not going like Rabbi Yossi, but is it also certainly not going like Rabbi Yehuda? So Rava says no. Our Mishnah might even be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Mikatani Shurma Meyom Shenishchatu Meayom. Does the Mishnah really say that it was Hurma Meyom and Nishchat Meayom? Shehurmu Katani. All it says is Shehurmu Uliolam Shchitas Meamesh. But really, we could say that even though it was Hurma Meayom, the Shchita was the previous day. If the Shchita was today, the Mishnah should have said Shenishchatu Ayom. So it turns out that the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that whatever Beis Shammai asks us to be Moloch Matnos Kuna and Yom Tov is only when it was shechted the previous day. But if it was shechted today, Beis Shammai is moda that you're allowed to be Moloch to the Kohen. So says Gemara, wow, that's great. So it calls like Rabbi Yehuda, Leimer Rabbi Yehuda Yivalo Acherim. So should we say that it's Davka going like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Acherim? Because the sheet of Acherim is that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to be Moloch Matnos the Kohen even from Behemoth that's Nishkant Mehayom. But now we're saying that the Mishnah says that if it's Nishkant Mehayom, it's Mutter. So Gemara says, no, Afilu Teima Acherim. We could even say that the Mishnah is going like Acherim, but we have to explain Acherim a little differently. That which we say that Acherim say Beishamai Aser to be Molech Matanos is talking Dafka Ubahanach the Nishkatu Me'amish. It's talking only about that which was Nishkatu the previous day. But that which is Nishkat today, even Acherim would hold that Beishamai is Moda that you're allowed to be Molech them. So says Mar Yihachi and Rabbi Yehuda. Well, now you've just adjusted Acherim to say exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the difference between Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda? So says Mar Yikabin. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim is whether you're allowed to be molech matanos of the previous day together with matanos of today. Acherim say that Beis Shammai would not permit that, whereas Rabbi Yehuda said explicitly that Beis Shammai would permit that. Our Mishnah wasn't talking about tefela, so we can't prove one way or the other whether our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda or Acherim. Our Mishnah could fit with either opinion. Beis Shammai will pick up on Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel tomorrow in determining the halacha.